Alaska is mourning the loss of former Senator Ted Stevens today. Stevens died in a plane crash last night near Dillingham. Four other people died along with Stevens, including the pilot Terry Smith, a legendary airman in Alaska. William Phillips Sr. also died, along with GCI Vice President Dana Tyndall and her daughter Corey Tyndall. The survivors include ex-NASA Chief Sean O'Keefe, who was a former longtime aide for Ted Stevens. O'Keefe's teenage son Kevin also survived, along with 13-year-old William Phillips Jr. and Jim Morhard of Alexandria, Virginia. The four survivors are being treated at Providence Hospital in Anchorage with varying degrees of injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. APRN Steve Heimel just attended a media briefing with NTSB Board Chairman Deborah Hirschman and has this report.
The National Transportation Safety Board got to Alaska this afternoon and spent about 2 hours in Dillingham, but didn't actually reach the crash site. Chairman Deborah Hirschman said that they did spend a couple of hours talking with witnesses, and everything she says is based on what the witnesses told them, and so far is unofficial. The plane left the GCI Lodge for a fish camp at about 3 p.m., apparently, and it was not until about 6 o'clock when the lodge called the fish camp to see when it might be coming back that they discovered it was missing. From that point, several aircraft went up. There was a search, and they found the aircraft fairly quickly. It actually did not take very long before a doctor had been dropped off on the scene, apparently by a float plane, and hiked in, and two EMTs were dropped above the crash scene and hiked down. The conditions there are described to be about a 30-degree slope and very challenging and slippery. When the doctor got there, he found a 100-yard gash, the airplane largely intact, and the nose was smashed. The plane had basically dug a 100-yard gash traveling up the hill. One person had managed to get out of the aircraft, and it smelled of fuel. They managed to get other people out of the aircraft that night. The doctor and the EMT then spent the night with those people, and the bodies and the survivors were pulled out of there this afternoon and transported to Anchorage. We don't yet have any condition report. They expect to get to the crash scene as soon as the weather clears, and we'll have more for us as it's available. This is Steve Heimel reporting from the airport.
Pilot and former state lawmaker Rick Helford was flying a similar plane in the same area in the hours before Stevens' plane crashed yesterday. He says the weather was awful and did not look like it improved any throughout the day. He says at times, visibility was under a mile.
Well, it was the kind of weather where you probably shouldn't fly. And if you do fly, you have to fly very, very carefully. And you have to always maintain good ground contact. You have to maintain the ability to turn back. And you have to recognize that you may have to land on a small water body and be stuck there if you get into weather that closes in front of you and behind you.
Four fire department medics from Dillingham responded to the crash scene. Ron Bowers is a longtime Dillingham resident who is also an EMT. He has been monitoring the local response to the crash. He says they were flown to the site last night.
Some local helicopter pilots voluntarily took them, and a number of them stayed at the scene with the survivors throughout the night. And they're real heroes.
Bauer says the area where the plane crashed is known as the Mucklung Hills. He says it's a low mountainous area where other planes have crashed.
The area, it's kind of deceptive. It's a lot of tundra right off the end of the runway, and with some trees and a lot of tundra, and then, boom, there's the Mucklung Hills, and the highest point's only about 2,700 feet. But it's just in an area that's not too far from the runway, and it has claimed a number of aircraft.